Hello, everyone. So it has been a while, and I am avoiding watching Love is Blind. I'm boycotting it. I saw the first half episode. I said, this is enough for me. I have all of my data, all of my intel, everything I need to know that I need to stay away from this season. If I don't want to have sex with anybody in the cast, I'm out. It's a no for me. And then it's like, okay, I could put the looks aside, even though that's not why I watch this show. But I could put that aside if the personalities are good, if I'm entertained, if somebody is feeding their dog wine, if somebody is saying that their fiance looks like a cartoon character, if Jackie is there popping off on Marshall, like Jackie was incredible TV. You know, if I got eye candy like Brett, if you are giving me the Trevor scandal, if you are giving me Chelsea, who found a way to pick a fight with Jimmy just because he woke up that day and existed, if you can give me high drama, I will tune in. But you cannot bring me people that I consider unattractive, receding hairlines, balding, boring, delusional. That's too much. And just like, I don't care if these people are together. So, how can you have a reality show, a reality TV dating show, if I don't care about the fate of the contestants? Even Uche was amazing TV. Uche and Lydia and Milton and all of that, like I was tapped in. I have boycotted this season. That is so unlike me. But I do want to watch. I just got to get all up on a TikTok and to be watching the clips that I'm hearing about certain scenes. But as far as me tuning into this shit, I am all out on it. And so I watch. And I don't even watch the long recaps. Whereas if I was watching the show, I would watch the long recaps that I watch every single season. No, I despise this season so much that I'm not even watching the lengthy recaps that I usually find highly entertaining. Okay, so who should I begin with? I'm looking at my list of the cast. I will start with Hannah Giles. So, for Hannah to say that she. Hold on a second. Ooh, when I tell you I feel that I dodged a bullet by not watching the season based upon what I hear, like pretty much every day or whenever they drop new episodes, I'm like, oh, so I made an amazing decision. All right. I'm going to start with Steven. I'm going to start with a story that is just funny to me. So basically, fans hate, I'm just going to say hate because I hate the cast. And I know that's a strong word. And that's why I used it. So Love is Blind fans hate Steven. Steven. Like, okay, first of all, the man is ugly to me. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. I'm just gonna call a spade. To me, the man is ugly. That means physically and personality-wise, trash, ugly, unattractive. So let's start there. He's corny. Like, I haven't really watched, but I'm like, he's gross to me. Like, I couldn't get it up for him. I know, I don't have a dick, but you know, not only could I not get wet, but I also could not get hard for him either if I had a dick. Like, just, I'm all out on Steven. So, Steven, apparently, not only is he ugly, but he's, to me, he's bringing freakiness to the table, which is fine. You know what I'm saying? Just, Love is Blind ain't the show for you. If you're really kinky and if you're into certain shit, go on the apps to find people who are into the same thing. Love is Blind is just not the right show to get married to someone who may not be into your same kinks. Wrong show. So, anyways, apparently he's really into butt play and very freaky, very kinky. And he was cheating on Monica and he texted, and Monica did an interview with, I think it was Entertainment Tonight. And she said that she got a text from Steven's ex, who he was texting before the show and throughout his run on the show. And one of the texts read, "You are the only woman to satisfy me, who can satisfy me sexually." So, how would you like to, or how would you feel if you read that text on your fiance's phone? How's that supposed to make you feel? So, obviously, Monica was done. And apparently, Monica asked Steven to Venmo her for the groceries and the things that she paid for. He also got her flowers, I guess, at some point because she really wanted flowers. I guess she wanted a bag, and he mentioned a Kate Spade bag, which all of us women had a collective gasp hearing a man say Kate's, like a Kate Spade bag, like that's something designer. Like I said, I'm not watching, but I heard about it and I'm like, wait, what? Everything about this man is gross. Like, I think he's too old to like say Kate Spade as if it's high end. But then again, he's just gross and weird and awkward from the little I've seen. Like, he's just not, he does not seem like the sharpest tool in the shed. I don't know. I won't say I don't know why he's on the show. I will say I don't know how the fuck people cast the people that they cast on this season. But, you know, everybody's slamming them for it. Like, these, you know, we need to slam the casting department because they make a lot of money. You cannot convince me that the casting department for Love is Blind is not making around, and I'm making this up, right? You cannot convince me that the casting department for Love is Blind is not making around 150K plus, 120K maybe plus. But you just cannot convince me that these people are not overpaid to do the worst possible, to do the worst job possible at what it is they are being paid to do. Because they deserve, their salary should be $100 a month for the type of shit that they're putting together. Anyway, so I want to talk about something about Steven. He had a meltdown, which was very funny to me. I read about this 3 days ago, so I pulled it up so I could read it for y'all. So because fans are so disgusted with Steven, and apparently justifiably so, like I said, I'm not watching. Somebody posted in a comment on Steven's Instagram saying, "Someone call animal control because God knows what this pervert does to satisfy his own selfish needs." And then Steven answered back minutes later, "Don't you dare come after my fucking dog. I will destroy you." If you want to see anybody draw blood by punching someone in the face, mention their dog. Try it. This is funny to me because I've had dogs since birth, okay? Like, I've had dogs since birth. So I understand Steven's rage. I will continue. So Steven posted on his page, PSA, he posted the exchange I just read. He posted in a caption, "PSA, anyone that owns a pet, regardless of how you feel about me as a make-believe individual, should be absolutely disgusted by this level of degeneracy and hatred in this little girl statement." Okay, this one is a genuinely personal attack that I will address. Because he put in all caps, because you don't come for my dog. Okay, get back to what he said. If you want to see genuine hostility about a subject or individual, then I will show you hostility when it comes to my dog. All of you should be really take a second to see just how over the line each and every one of you on my comment sections are acting as grown adults. You wanting to vilify me for your own entertainment is one thing, since you clearly can't wait before getting the whole story. But please, for the love of God, don't be an actually low life form cretin like this person and ever dare to attack my child and think you will get away with it. His dog is his child. I get it. I'm going to get back to his comment. Do you see that face? I will go to war for that face. Don't you ever in your right fucking mind go so far as to insinuate I'm fucking my own dog again. I hope you never experience anything of the same, and I hope you sincerely thrive in everything you do. Remember that person who commented, you might be loved, but it will not be by me or Clementine. Now have a good day. Okay, this is how much of a fucking idiot nerd Steven is. He ended by saying, now have a good day. Guess what? If I'm going to read someone, if I'm popping off on someone, why should I say, now have a good day at the end of it? Like, why? It's not genuine. You don't want that person to have a good day. So why say it? It's corny. Everything about this man is corny. Everything about this man grosses me out. I don't know what type of kinks, fetishes, whatever he's into, but this is what I gotta say about kinks in general and real, and like I'll say really freaky people. First of all, don't be a polyamorous couple like that's unattractive and reaching out to me. Like, don't do it. Just don't do it. I'm not saying I'm a 10, but just don't do it, right? Second, don't look like Steven and want me to have anything to do with any of your kinks or fetishes. Like, again, if you're going to come at me with that freaky shit, please be closer to a 10 on the scale of 1 to 10 than a 2. That's all I ask. That's all I ask for. Because if you want that shit, if you want to be asking people who never said that they're bi to join you, if you want to be into whatever it is Steven is into, make sure that you're trying to hit on people who look like your ass, you know? Don't be going for people out of your league. If you want something non-traditional, you need to have traditional and conventional ass beauty, in my opinion, because if you don't, keep your shit over there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, maybe it's like if somebody looked like Idris Elba, Brad Pitt. I'm going to say, no, I don't want to say it. If somebody looked like, who is super hot? I'm trying to like think of somebody in every race, but I'm having a lot of challenges. But if you are a 10 in my eyes and you want me and you want somebody to be a freak, or I'll speak for myself, if you look like Chase Crawford, I'll do whatever you want. If you look like Steven, I'm closed. I'm closed for business. I'm a prude. I'm a virgin. I'm a born again virgin. Just stay away. But he's gross. And the thing is, I'm mentioning him being gross because it's like, sometimes the men with the smallest dicks want the most sex. And I'm just like, okay, I love that y'all are living on Delusion Island, but I don't know why you can't humble yourself and be like, okay, well, maybe sex is torture for this person. So maybe I shouldn't want it every day. Maybe I should just be thankful that someone's in the room with me. Like, I can't stand people like this. You unattractive, but yet I'm supposed to be like your porn star. You have a baby carrot, yes, yet I'm supposed to want to have something to do with that baby carrot often. Like, I can't. I cannot. All right, so I said enough. I said enough non-PC shit. So I'm going to move on to the rest of the people up in this cast. We got Tyler, Mr. Sperm Donor, father of three, holidays with the kids, outings with the kids, matching PJs with the kids, doting dad with the kids, also sperm donor, also engaged, was engaged fiance of the kid, but also sperm donor. Okay. Everybody is going to blow up your shit if you are cast on Love is Blind. It don't matter what you delete off of your social media. There's this thing called photos that people take themselves or were sent to them. And those people are always going to post receipts whether you delete your post or not. I don't understand the laziness of the casting department. I was listening to another podcast and she had a guest on who said, "How is Netflix supposed to know we had kids?" It's called Google. Have you heard of it? So many background checks. We'll let you know if somebody has kids. How about this? Netflix now charging up the ass for its service. How about you hire a private investigator or just use a background check company and a private investigator? Actually, the private investigator is a good idea because you don't they will be able to spend all of 3 hours finding everything out. Why don't you y'all put a little bit of your resources towards finding out if people have three kids and had a fiance, people living with somebody, dump them, people just with somebody, engaged to somebody, bought property or somebody, about to move in with somebody, living with somebody. Why don't you find that shit out before you throw together your cast every season? That's too much to ask, apparently. It's too much to ask. I don't give a shit that y'all want to put together good TV. You could put together good TV with more eligible women and men. There's no excuse for this. And having three kids doesn't mean that somebody shouldn't date, but we have an issue with the fact that Tyler hid this and then is claiming that he was a sperm donor. How the hell are his kids supposed to feel when they find that shit out? This is Netflix. This isn't some little YouTube channel with like three subscribers forever. They're going to know this. They're going to find this out that their dad said that he was a sperm donor, which was a blatant fucking lie. Tyler's talking about how many kids do you want? Six. Apparently he said that. Yeah, so he wants three more because he already has three. And he was on Nick Viall's podcast like the first week of the show. They were always praying together. Look, what anyone is not going to do is trying to blind. Nobody is going to fool me by talking about religion. Your actions need to back that up. So if you're super religious and you're all about that life, you should have already wifed your hoe. If you are religious and you got to pray, you got to pray, you got to pray, you got to pray, you should have already wifed the woman who pushed out three of your kids. Get the fuck out of here. Moving right along, and I assume it's the same woman, but I don't give a shit. He's gross to me. But I can't blame him. He didn't cast himself, right? All right, so next we got Nick Dorca, who cannot boil water and who already told TMZ he is single. Said he'd like to be the bachelor. Okay. Should we blame Nick for mentioning being the bachelor when this show seems to cast some of the most delusional people? Should we blame him? Nick, looks wise, he doesn't measure up with the people that they choose to be the bachelor. Like, anyways, that aside, he can boil water. There's a TikTok about when Hannah was making. There's a TikTok about when Hannah was making pasta. Nick did not know how to boil water. So, like, and some people were saying that he didn't want to boil water wrong. Nope, wrong answer. He did not know how to boil water. But at the same time, that doesn't justify Hannah treating him like shit. Apparently, from what I've heard, she's really mean. She's really nasty to him. And just talking about stocks and money and this, that, and the other. Like, I cannot stand, like I said, when I talk about delusional people, I'm talking about people like Hannah. Hannah is not a 10, and that's just me being nice. But she's behaving like she's a 12. And that never works with the Love is Blind audience. That's kind of like Chelsea was on some similar shit last season. You know, Chelsea who terrorized Jimmy. Then we also had Irina who was on some shit like that too, acting like a 12 when the bitch nowhere near a 10. The public doesn't like that at all whatsoever. First of all, the public is always harder on women. The public always, whatever woman does on these shows is scrutinized. And then when a man does something more egregious or if he's just as worse as the woman, we seem to brush that off as he's just an asshole, but we attack the women. So to look like Hannah in that kitchen, she looked a mess. Her hair with the two pieces down, she looked ridiculous. Like her outfit was ugly to me. It didn't work. Like she's just was so miserable, and we see this time and time again. And I always, maybe I will be watching this episode or whatever episode that Hannah's, I'll be watching the scene that Hannah's cooking and watching the scene with Steven talking about what he wants in his butthole or whatever. Like, but the thing is, I try to tell men this, and I've said this a few times on the podcast. Whenever a woman is nitpicking at a man, she don't like that guy. It's not that she's a bitch, okay? She don't like that guy, or she's also a bitch. But I promise you, when she's with the guy that she likes, she's not talking to him like that. And I wish men would understand that. Women, we're not just nags. We're not just bitches. We don't like you sometimes. So many women are with men they don't like for money, for security, for parenting. So many, period. And it doesn't matter how many times I say it, men have such an ego, they don't want to accept that women could be with them and hate them and despise them. They don't want to accept that. They're just dumb that way. They just assume that we're in love with them when we act like Hannah. And I'm not saying Nick does. I'm speaking about the general public and every guy I've met who was treated rotten and treated like shit. He never ever will grasp that that girl that he was with did not like him. They're dumb. Men are stupid. Sorry. Moving right along. So what's funny is, I think I could see Hannah saying no at the altar. Period. I could see that. I also believe that Hannah's dumbass got on the show for clout chasing. She was clout chasing. I quit my job. So what? Who cares? You're 26. You'll be fine. Next, but I'm mentioning that because she wanted us to talk about her on social media. Because she's the one who quit her job for the show. Like, I bet she ain't the only one who's quit her job to be on Love is Blind. Think about it. 7 seasons deep. Do you really think Hannah's the only one who quit their job for the show? She's just the one who's trying to make it her fucking housewife's tagline so that people will talk about her. And unfortunately, there will be some idiots who follow her on social media, not me. Next, we got on my list. I have Monica wanted Steven to Venmo her. I say she is a queen. One YouTuber was saying, like, it was basically petty of her. Why? Why? And in saying, if a man asks a woman for money, we would be mad. She's not a man. Go ahead and let her ask. Steven is a clown. Go get your money. Get your money. And I don't know the full backstory of Venmo, but I'm glad she asked. More of us need to do that. Remember Mariah Carey suing her ex-fiance for wasting her time? More of us need to do that. Period. Because these men out there are wasting our time. Steven said, "You're the only woman who could satisfy me sexually." That proves that he didn't give a shit about the show. So get your money from that man. Next, we have I have on my list Allie or Alex had her apartment really messy, and I'm sad. I'm so glad I saw clips of it and all the like trash filled up trash bags. I just gotta say, the fact that the bitch knew a camera crew was gonna pull up to her house, and that's how she presented her place. I gotta say, queen. I gotta say, she's a queen for being authentic. That is authenticity. That is no fakery. Just wow. Because I get anxiety in messy environments. Like if somebody has a messy bathroom, messy kitchen, I don't want to piss in the bathroom. I don't want to eat anything. And if your just overall layout of your place is messy, I'm probably gonna like find a reason to leave soon. I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable. And if I knew a camera crew was coming, I probably would have two different cleaning crews clean up my house. So shout out to Alex for being authentic. And if that bitch, I wouldn't put it past me for her to have like food in some of the trash cans or some of the places in her apartment. I don't know if it's an apartment or house, but to have some food and shit and to like be greeted like with rodents and stuff, like yeah. I was gonna say something, but I'm censoring it just in case the person listens. So moving right along, we got Ramses says that he will not wear condoms, and here's what I gotta say. Ramses is not the only man to say this. Let's not act like he's the first man to say he don't want to wear condoms, right? The problem is, if you are going to make birth control my responsibility, yet sex involves both of us, I am no longer involved in the sex. You are having sex with yourself, condom free. So I didn't see the scene. That's what I gotta say about that. Any man who's like birth control or I'm not wearing a condom, he will be having sex with himself. Period. That's what more women need to say. At the same time, I am someone who gets on birth control because I'm not the biggest fan of condoms either. And you're like, we never asked. I know. That was a little TMI nugget for y'all. Next on my list, I have Marissa's mom is the worst. I really need to watch this because I heard about her mom. I need to watch this. I think that Marissa's mom is just someone who shouldn't have had kids. They did. And so, therefore, they're going to take their issues out on their kids. We see this every day. That's what the mom sounds like to me. Whereas Jasmine from the UK version, people like, I saw a post like, who's worse? Jasmine's mom from the UK version is very protective of Jasmine, whereas Marissa's mom supposedly called Marissa a bitch. Those are two different things. So, Marissa's mom seems like a piece of shit. And I hate that for anybody. Just what I heard, I'm sad about that. It's not cute to me. And hopefully a lot of people will call Marissa's mom out because Netflix is extremely popular. So I hope Marissa's mom is enjoying all the hate coming her way. And I'm not talking about the internet. I'm talking about people in person are gonna talk shit to her face. And lastly, I have producers came out and said that they did not film Leo and Brittany in Miami because they did not feel that they were going to make it to the altar. This is where the Netflix producers could fuck all the way off. They could fuck all the way off. Why the fuck do Leo and Brittany need to get to the altar when they are the only ones bringing entertainment this season? In my opinion, I haven't watched. Why the fuck do they need to get to the altar? I want to watch Britney squirm. I want to watch Leo bringing up his money every 4 minutes. That's what I want to see, and that's what we want to see. And I heard that y'all focused on them so much for the first six episodes only to eliminate them, or the first four episodes or whatever, only to eliminate them for the rest of the series. Again, this is what I'm going to say about Love is Blind. I'm not so sure. Maybe the other year I got an award. This show does not deserve to be nominated for a single award until the people behind the show do their job. So F right off to everybody on Love is Blind and everybody on Love is Blind signing off, half-assing their job, not caring about their performance, and upsetting people like myself who used to love the show but hate it this season. I didn't have to hate it this season if y'all actually put together a good cast. You can't go to these highly populated cities and bring us the bottom of the barrel and the clowns. You should be able to bring decent people on your show. Why are so many other shows capable of doing that but Love is Blind? That's what I would like to know. So, sorry, I know I sound upset. I was excited but for what? For what? What I want is a plot twist like fucking Ben Benaiah from the UK version cosplaying as a broke motherfucker, meanwhile he's wealthy as fuck. That's the type of surprise I want. That's the type of plot twist I want. I don't want any three kids plot twist. I don't want none of this shit. I don't want fucking Nick who said he could cook and then don't know how to boil water. That's not what I watched the show for. And that's why I'm not watching this season. And I will continue to not watch this show if the people behind it want to phone it in when it comes to actually doing their jobs. So, that is my second rant about this piece of shit, season seven of Love is Blind. I wish all of the assholes on this show failure in the future. How about that? All you clout chasing ass assholes, I wish you failure in the future. That this whole little plan, and according to Steven, where people are going to want to suck his dick. Let me tell you, one dick I don't want to suck is Steven's. So he was wrong on that for me. But, anyways, what the hell is this season? I really hope this show could do better next season because this was gross to me. The people on this show are gross to me, and that is all the fault of the people who put them on this show. And I wouldn't be surprised if whatever couples that made it and didn't get no screen time were better couples and better reality TV. I wouldn't be surprised. Because if y'all cut Leo and Brittany as if that shit was not good reality TV, then y'all don't know what the hell you're doing. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm ranting too much to y'all. Have a great day.